Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we are back on the airwaves. Again, it's another week, beginning of another week. Sure is getting dark. Early, 6 o'clock around here, Central Time, it was dark, but it's a little strange. Gosh, you know, tonight I'm wanting to kind of continue the, there's so much that I could talk about. I mean, when we you have our own Texas senator being accused of being in the KKK, I mean, that would, I mean, I think we could talk about that for hours, whether or not it's true. So, you know, do I want to continue to pass on a message that is more than likely, I'm guessing more than likely false. I haven't seen any proof. I don't know what the anonymous guys are looking at, but, John Cornyn, you know, I just don't see him. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Then again, I don't know him personally, so I guess I'm not a good. I wouldn't make a good judge on that because I really don't know him personally. I would like to think that our senator, our Republican conservative senator, was not. A member of the KKK never was a member of the KKK. It'd be nice to know that this whole thing was just a big hoax. And, you know, these are the kind of things that Democrats do. Occupy Democrats are alive and well. They are working the propaganda machine getting ready big time this presidential election. They're trying to create diversions. They're trying to create chaos. It's how they operate. And they're using social media a lot. They know that people don't necessarily investigate what they see. They just share it and pass it along. And that's what they hope for. And, you know, things like this situation, I don't know whether it's true, but I will say this, if it is true somehow, that I don't know whether they've got pictures of him being inducted into their group. I don't even know how they do it, if there's a special chant or a handshake. I'm not real sure what it takes. You know, maybe they've got photo evidence or maybe they've got him recorded or something, and these archives have shown up somewhere and they've been able somehow to hack in and get them. I don't know. I'd like to see what the evidence is. As of an hour or two ago, I don't know that there was any that I had seen. I saw a video that someone posted on my Facebook page and tagged me. One of my liberal friends, my progressive friends, who I like to keep close, let's just put it that way. but, you know, they tag me in all their propaganda just to make sure that I see that how bad Republicans are. And it's Occupy Democrats that are really perpetuating a lot of this that we see right now. Now, who is Occupy Democrats? Well, Occupy, we remember the Occupy movement. These are the guys who were they said that they were down on the 1%, the top 1%, the wealthiest people. You know, they were upset with them because they made a lot of money in their lives, and these other people, they were poor, maybe. Or they hated that these other people, the 1%, were successful. So now they've got a protest, and they they set up camps in different places. And we remember the Occupy movement. They look dirty. They look grungy. A lot of them look homeless. These are the Occupy movement, the people that would easily gather for a meal in exchange for holding a sign for a 30-minute rally. So the Occupy Democrat, they're making videos. They're doing all kinds of things. It was founded in 2012. It's, according to Google, an advocacy group created to counterbalance the Republican Tea Party and to give President Obama and other progressive Democrats a Congress that will work with them to grow the economy, create jobs, promote fairness, and fight inequality and get money out of politics. So, Occupy Democrats are the fairness and equality group. They want everyone to have a trophy. They don't want anyone to have more than someone else. They want to take from the rich and give to the poor. They're all wannabe Robin Hoods, but really, most of the imaging that I saw, I know they're not all unemployed bums. I know there's probably some people in that group who have jobs and have normal families and probably cook their own meals and they're trying to maybe raise a few kids and they're a little liberal. They like to do things. They don't want to be bothered, that sort of thing. And they kind of like being part of a movement like this. And maybe there's a few of those people in that group, but everyone I see, all the video footage that I see of these Occupy Democrats, they all look homeless. They all look mad, hungry, tired. They all look like they're being used as pawns. And these are the people who are fighting for the Democrat Party. They want to promote fairness. They want to fight inequality. So that's the Occupy Democrats. They're doing a really good job of informing the progressives, keeping them kind of unified in messaging. And you have to give them credit where credit's due. They have a good network, and we're talking about it tonight. So what are Republicans doing? Well, first of all, if you notice what this is here, this is an advocacy group created to counterbalance the Republican Tea Party. Well, if you ask a Tea Party person what they think of that statement, the Tea Party people that I know would not say that they appreciate very much being called the Republican Tea Party. They're just the Tea Party. Some of them will vote for Democrats if they feel a Democrat is more conservative than a Republican. The true Tea Party person will say that they vote for the person, not the party. And a lot of people, because of that, are leery to allow Tea Party members to be so closely affiliated with Republican Party events and things like that. So, I think they would be offended at being labeled the Republican Tea Party. Anyway, it does turn out that they have a tendency to vote for Republicans. A lot of them are disgruntled Republicans. I'm a disgruntled Republican in a lot of ways. I know that we're not perfect, but I'm not joining a different party, that's for sure. Democrats, give me a break. Those guys are doing things like this. This is the face of the Democrat Party, Occupy Democrats. I mean, it's ridiculous, really. But for not really wanting to talk about that, it seems like I sure did ramble on about it probably longer than I should have. Purpose of tonight's show is to talk about energy. And you know, we talk about energy. You have to talk about Middle East oil. The Middle East oil, number one, whenever we talk about Middle East oil, we have to talk about doing deals with foreign countries and kind of being at the mercy of these foreign countries and our supply of energy in the United States. How are we going to free ourselves from that grip that they have on us? Can we? Are we able to rip ourselves away from the Middle East oil? I have to get on my producer there. Folks, I do want to introduce my producer. His name is Brian. Hey, Brian, what's going on? Yeah, you can't hear him. He doesn't really talk much, but the point is here on this issue of oil, when are we going to pull the plug and do it on our own? I don't know. We're going to talk about this in just a few minutes. Not even a few minutes. Call it 15 or 20 seconds. We'll take a break. Be right back. You know, I just had to grab a quick drink there and come back. Now, let's talk about this oil thing. I've been talking to Dr. Walla Liu for, I guess, about four or five shows now, and we're always talking about the Middle East. We're always talking about the oil. We're always talking about Saudi Arabia. And, you know, in the U.S., we consider Saudi Arabians to be our allies. Yet at the same time, Saudi Arabia is funding terrorists and terrorist organizations. They're doing it. This is known. We understand that we're fighting terrorist organizations that are funded by Saudi money. But it doesn't stop us from, you know, going along and saying, hey, well, you know, we see what's going on over there. This is the United States talking. Yeah, we see what's going on there, but, you know, it's okay. It's all right. You know, there's not too much life lost here. You know, a few thousand, no big deal. Let's go ahead and keep sending those barges filled with oil. Just keep sending those to us, and you know, just do what you do. You know, we're going to try to stay out of your business. We're going to try to let you guys do what you want. Do you want to have a Arab Spring? Hey, we're going to encourage it. You know, whatever Saudi Arabia wants, the United States does it. Our economy is hinged on Saudi money, investments, oil. It's not that we're unable as a country to do this ourselves. The truth is, we're being limited, we're being restricted by our own government. A government that really does not want us to have the freedom, the energy independence, because that would be the biggest threat to the world would feel so mad. They would be so jealous and hateful of us if we were to become energy independent. That means that we wouldn't need all the oil over there anymore. That means that we don't have to play the games to do the dance to get the oil. It's not a big political nightmare. That's what it is. It's a nightmare. It's not a you know, we don't have to worry about capturing a certain territory or keeping a certain straight or cleared transport routes. You know, hey, you know what? That's y'all's oil. Keep your oil. You want to sell your oil to China? More power to you. You want to sell it to Russia? Hey, you know, Russia, they might need some oil over there too. Hey, do your thing. Do your thing with the oil. We've got this over here on our end. Now, we've got tons of land that we haven't even begun to explore. We've got more oil, I believe, than we know what to do with. And it's all sitting there. It's untapped. I don't know. Maybe 100, maybe 200 years worth of oil. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out there. So let's just say it takes us 50 years to develop the newest technology to totally bypass fossil fuels or to maximize more efficiently the use of the fossil fuels that we have. Maybe we create new mechanisms of transport. Maybe we have, who knows what kind of inventions and creations that we come up with in the next 50 years. We've already got things that are working now. Obviously, we've got nuclear power. That separates us from the rest of the world. You know, not everyone has nuclear power. We've got it. We've got plenty of our cities, major cities, operating off of power from nuclear plants. But we've also got coal plants. We've also got natural gas plants. We have so much opportunity with electric, with solar, hydrogen, hybrid. Why are we so insistent on playing with people who really, I mean, if we just call it like it is, they don't really care about us. They're not trying to be our friends. Sure, they like the position they have us in. I mean, we're kind of at their mercy. You know, they could decide to pull their investments. We've got trillions of dollars invested in our companies in America. Properties, investments. Think of all the jobs that are hinged on Saudi money and oil and power. Well, I could tell you that this kind of energy plan is not going to happen under a Democrat president. It would never, it could never happen. It is an antithesis of their energy plan. Because while we're sitting on gazillions of barrels of oil, untapped, we could end our problems pretty quickly if we just allowed ourselves to drill. Democrats are more concerned with carbon counting. They're trying to count credits and charge taxes. They're making it harder for people and companies to burn fuel, coal plants, etc. Well, there's going to have to be, the way I see it, there's going to have to be a period of high fossil fuel development, drilling, processing, and use and sales of final product of fossil fuels, oil, natural gas. We're going to have to use all kinds of techniques, fracking, whatever, whatever. We're going to get all the resources that we have here, and for the next 50 years, we're going to supply ourselves with that fossil fuel. During that 50 years, we're going to transition out of fossil fuels and into the new energy. What is the new energy? Is it affordable? Well, I can tell you this. I can tell you that what you're starting to see on the energy side is the free market is beginning to truly take over. If you'll remember when deregulation hit and phone companies lost all the regulation and all the controls that they had, and now you could switch services. There were a lot more providers. It just created a lot of opportunity. What I see and what I've actually seen is a business formats that are looking for entrepreneurs, business model that is a solar business model that puts the power of solar energy into the hands of an entrepreneur, allowing individuals basically to tap into the solar boom that it's already here. It's happening right now. So once homes across the country start to take on independent solar panel installations, and all these solar panels are feeding into power grids, there is going to be a shift away from fossil fuels. They're predicting by the year 2050 that up to 16% of the world's energy will be from solar panel technology. I don't know if that's taken into account the new transportation models that are coming out. You hear, and I don't know whether you've seen any of this, but we do around here in Texas, real close to where I live, SpaceX. SpaceX has been testing their rockets at a small town here, McGregor, in Texas. And we can hear them. We can hear them 15, 20 miles away. Those rockets are powerful and loud. But I've seen drawings that the owner of SpaceX, so we know what these guys do. Their goal is to transport products from Earth to space most efficiently. They kind of want to be the FedEx of space. So being transportation-minded, the owner, Elon Musk, believe that's his name, hopefully I pronounced it right, has developed or is developing super tunnel transport technology. Doesn't require any fuel. Shuttles, tubes, super fast transport. It's going to be these technologies that do it. Now, here's the thing. Here's the catch. They cannot be hinged on government subsidies. We really, when we start doing that, we start picking winners and losers. And when we start to gamble with the taxpayer dollars, it no longer becomes conservative principles. Companies need to get their own investors. They always have. With good investors who believe in the business plan, they're going to get the money. They're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I really don't want to see a huge government program where the government is funding all of the innovation and technology. I really don't want to see that. I want to see individuals take over. I want to see entrepreneurship take over. I want to see the banking wake up again and loan on new ideas, on trusted practices. You know, there's a lot of people who are not going to want to make the switch. In my opinion, the Democrats are not going to want to cut the tie. And probably some Republicans too. Because truly, I believe that when we are no longer dependent on foreign oil, then we have liberated ourselves. And nothing scares progressives more than a liberated nation, liberated Americans, with our own constitution, with our own principles. You know, we're coming to the end of this show, and I just wanted to take a minute to thank the listeners. I know that you have lots of options. You get your news in many different places, but I appreciate you tuning in and listening to the archives. Our archives, our listens are really going up, and I do appreciate that. I notice that we get calls from all across the country, and we have listeners even around the world in different parts, thanks to some of our guests like Dr. Wallaloo. We also have on every fourth Monday our representative from right here in Texas, Representative Bill Flores, congressman, who you know, he's really advanced within the ranks at the, you know, up in Washington. He's a stand-up guy. He's always maybe he doesn't always have things to say that you want to hear, but he at least he believes in the things that he's saying. You know, I know that he's got a huge responsibility up there, and we're fortunate to have him. He's the fourth Monday of every month will be joining us live and giving us a recap for our entire program. So we're going to talk to Representative Bill Flores every fourth Monday. And our lineup is continuing to fill up. We've got our show producer making calls and starting to book appointments, getting to know the people. And we are excited about some upcoming interviews when they come together, I'll tell you. But the Duke Machado Show, folks, find me on Facebook, the Duke Machado Show, and on Twitter, you know, you find me on Twitter. Heck yeah, at Duke Machado 1. Send me a tweet. You know, I'll tweet back. I'm not the fastest tweeter, but I'm not as clever as some other people, too. There's some really clever tweeters. But I do put it out there every weeknight. Actually, our program is Monday through Thursday. Monday through Thursday, weeknights, 10 p.m. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Man, I'm enjoying the weekend. I'm out of here. My name is Duke Machado, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow.